Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time. Tune in. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, Norfolk, Virginia. And we love to do these acoustic sessions, as you know, especially live ones that are brought to you with support from Carol Butler, owner of Pembroke Title, specializing in residential and commercial closings. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. And don't forget to ask about their military and now their musicians discounts. And speaking of musicians, we have here in our studio this morning Graham Stone Music. All the way down here from Richmond. Did you drive all the way down here from Richmond this morning?
I drove down this morning.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thanks for having me.
For making it. I really appreciate you coming on the show here this morning.
Yeah, thanks so much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, what would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
This is the first track off my debut record called Until the Day. The song is called Canyonlands.
Excellent. Here is Graham Stone Music here on Hunter at Sunrise. At Sunrise here with Graham Stone Music, and welcome to the show. And the new album is, or actually, it's kind of dated, right? As it came out last year.
That's right. Yep.
Until the Day. Is that right?
That's right. Until the Day. It was just about almost a year ago. It'll be a year on July 18th.
Yeah.
So we're a couple days out from here.
And you've been telling me you've been touring behind this record for some time. I mean, you play a lot around with your band and stuff.
That's right. Yep. I've done a couple solo tours. I've never actually gone on an extended run with the full band yet. That is still, you know, building slowly to that. But I just did. I just got back on the road. Another songwriter, good friend of mine. He goes by Right Hand Son.
Oh, okay.
He's out of Richmond, Virginia, and we did a loop. Southwest Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and back up the coast. And we just got back into town just at the end of June. So,
how long have you been doing this?
In earnest, just a year. I mean, I put out the record, and that's sort of what kicked off the ability to do what I'm doing now.
Really? But you've been playing guitar longer than that. Right?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My dad.
But this project's about a year old. Is what
that's right.
Mean. Right.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. When did you start playing?
Shoot, must have been 13, 15, somewhere in there.
Wow.
Yep.
When did you want to start writing songs?
That was sort of the appeal of playing the guitar to me in the first place.
Oh, okay.
I'm not much of a guitar player, frankly.
Okay, all right.
I'm far more of a songwriter. And so it's sort of, who was I listening to? Somebody said, Jason Isbell made the comment at some point that he's more of a sculptor than a painter.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I kind of identify with that a fair bit. Jason is a shredder.
Uh-huh.
He's an incredible guitar player. He started out with the Truckers, but
sure.
Yeah, I started out wanting to write songs.
I see. Anyone besides Jason Isbell is an influence of yours?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I mean, John Prine, Emmylou Harris,
mm-hmm.
Patty Griffin.
Okay.
I mean, just, you know, Alison Krauss, Robert Plant.
Yeah, we played some of them.
That's right. That's
morning.
Right. I was singing along.
I guess
along.
You were going, oh.
I was singing along.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
Okay. Well, who else is in your band?
So it's two of my brothers. Those might be the names that you recognize.
Right.
My brother Clayton, he plays electric guitar. Then my brother Jordan's the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And then my buddy Right Hand Son, his name's Ben Lee. He plays the bass in my outfit as well.
I see. How long have you been in Richmond?
It's a good question. I got married 4 years ago, and I think mm-hmm. I moved down a couple months before that, so almost five, I guess.
And you say you grew up in Arlington?
No, I was born in Arlington.
You were born in Arlington?
Born in Arlington County, and then we actually moved to Burtonsville, Maryland, and then down to Newport, North Carolina, and then back up. My mom's in Manassas now.
I see.
And then I lived in Charlottesville, and I lived in Egypt, and then
Egypt?
Yeah.
You lived in Egypt?
I did.
You must be an army brat or something.
No, nothing.
Well, how did you end up in Egypt?
That's a long story.
Well, we got a little time. Do you think you can cut it down just a little?
Sure, let me try. So I went to the University of Virginia, and one of my the dudes that I lived with my last year there studied Middle Eastern studies, and he ended up studying at the American University in Cairo, studying Arabic, and he was on a Fulbright scholarship and was presented with an employment opportunity from one of the professors there.
Wow.
Essentially. And I was working for a nonprofit back in Arlington.
I see.
And I was just desperate to get out of the country. And,
wow.
So, yeah, I went to Egypt, took the job, and I was there through the Arab Spring.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
So several months, or was it more than?
Several months, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, almost nine. And then the State Department actually made us leave.
Well, that's fascinating because I've never really met anyone who's been to Egypt. People talk about it.
Yeah, but I lived in Cairo, and I loved it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. What else would you like to play for us here? We're talking with Graham Stone Music here from Richmond.
Well, let me go ahead and play you the Richmond City Blues since we're talking about where
the Richmond City Blues. There have been many songs written about Richmond, by the way.
Yeah, there have. And I was playing with my buddy Matt, who plays bass in South Hill Banks. He was over at my house picking some dobro the other day, and he was talking about another song called the Richmond Blues. So
yes.
It's not the Richmond City Blues, but it's the Richmond Blues. It's a duo, Piedmont Blues, guitar and harmonica, and it was incredible. He pulled it up. And
I used to be an audio technician for a guy by the name of Bill Blue. And he did the Bill Blue Band in Richmond. And they had a song called the Richmond Blues, too.
Okay, well, I'm glad I threw the city in there then.
And his favorite line in one of the songs was, you have to pay a dime for the Nickel Bridge or something like that. It was pretty funny.
That's right. They've been cranking it up still. Now it's 35 cents, I think.
Yeah, but they still call it the Nickel Bridge.
They do. They always will.
It's really funny. Well, what is this song?
This song is called the Richmond City Blues.
Excellent. Here is Graham Stone Music here on Hunter at Sunrise.
South of the river, Richmond City Blues. sitting in jail, girl, Lord, think about you. Sitting in jail, Lord, sitting in jail. Ain't got nobody for to go my bail. Down in the bottom so low. Late in the evening, Lord, hear the train blow. Hear the train blow, Lord, hear the train blow. Late in the evening, Lord, hear the train blow. All right. She won't stay low, she's blowing right through. It'll be gone, girl, so will you. Before you go, girl, for old time's sake, put your arms around me, Lord, and feel my heart break. Cause roses love sunshine, violets love blue. Heaven about these Richmond City blues, all right. Well, I ain't got no coat, girl, ain't got no shoes. Headed for the old, that Richmond City blues, all right.
Graham Stone Music here on Hunter at Sunrise. The name of the album is Until the Day, which came out last year. And you were telling me you guys are pretty busy this time of year. Lots going on.
That's right. Yep. We're really excited. We're playing Floyd Fest for the first time this year. That's down in Floyd, Virginia. That's at the end of the month here. I'll be at Red Wing Roots this coming weekend volunteering and supporting WNRN and some of the great radio stations out there as well. And then actually tonight I'm playing an album release show at Picnic, which is in the Fan, right, just in Richmond.
Wow, so you're going back tonight to play a show?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
I know the Fan. I haven't heard of Picnic, but I've heard of the Fan. I used to live there.
Yep, it's a new spot. It's right there on Main and Rolling, I think.
Oh, yeah. I know where that is. Mm-hmm. We were just discussing before we came in to do this interview how, for instance, Graham lives very near my high school, or my old high school, Huguenot High School.
That's right. South side.
Yeah, down off of Forest Hill Avenue.
Yep, right off there.
Main avenues that goes into Bon Air.
Yep.
It's where I grew up, Graham.
That's right. Well,
I'm
there now.
We had dinosaurs roaming the land. We're there, too.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
It was a long time ago. But it's really great to have someone on the show that I can, throw out place names. And they already know. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
It's kind of different. Do you ever get down here to play?
So, interestingly enough, really the staple of kind of my Tidewater experience has been the Norfolk Fest. I played that with the Whiskey Wells, my wife Aubrey, and just know the Brackish Water Boys, Brackish Water Jamboree.
Yes,
Paul and them.
Yes, I know them.
Had them up to the Camel, but no, honestly, I'd really like to get down here more. So my whole mom's side's from Tidewater. She went to Norfolk Christian and just, grew up here. And so my grandparents are still here. My cousins are still here in town. So yeah. I'd love to play out here more.
Well, okay. Well, I wish you luck with that. There's some places around here to play for you, that's for sure.
Perfect.
And you ought to try out some of the open mics down here if you can. If you're ever just down here, you ought to try them out. There's a bunch around. Maybe I can tell you that.
You point me in the right direction.
I'll point you in the right direction. Cool. I know a lot of open mics around here. So.
Good deal.
What else would you like to play for us here? Is this another cut from the album?
Yep, that's right. I'm going to play the title track. It's called Until the Day.
Excellent. Here is Graham Stone Music here on Hunter at Sunrise.
tight. Carry me through to the morning light. Tell me, darling, is this right? Lord, touch these eyes, give me a sign. Let me hear you say it can be found, can be found. On another day, in another town, another town. As I hear you calling from the trees, what will be my love will be. Let the mountains fall in. Come on down, son, come on down. To meet the day, you don't stay down, can't stay down. So dark it's been for all these years, living alone with all my fears. Show me the smoke and all me, yeah. Will this illusion keep me here? Though I can hardly breathe, I'm howling at the moon. And if I ever see you again, it'd be too soon. Go ahead and put me to the test. 'Cause I'll pack my bags and head out west. 'Cause I feel you tightening in my chest.
Yeah, Graham Stone music here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, I really, really wish you wish you luck with all your traveling here this summer and with the album and everything. And it sounds like you're a busy guy.
I try to be. Sometimes less so.
Well, I really wish you luck with all that, and good luck with the show tonight. Where
Thanks
is
so
it?
Much.
At, where is it at again?
Picnic in the Fan in Richmond, and I'm playing with some buddies of mine from Rhode Island. They're called Little Boy Big Head on Bike is the name of the project, and then we have Lobo Marino. They're another Richmond duo as well.
Okay,
it's free show at 8 o'clock.
Excellent. And you said that you're going to be down in this way at some point at the Norfolk Fest in
that's
the fall.
Right. Yep, that's right.
And that's at O'Connor Brewery, we should say.
Yep.
Well, good. I hope people will come on out and check you out. Graham Stone Music here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thanks for driving all the way down here today.
Thanks so much for having me.